FM 90.3 WJTL. Luke from Lebanon, thanks for calling the hotline. 717-397-8090. What's the first Christian concert you attended? Luke told us it was Kenny Marx. That was his song, Soul Reviver. Good morning to you. It's 7:50.
Weather-wise today, becoming partly sunny, high 51, partly cloudy and 31 on the overnight. Then more sunshine tomorrow, high 55, 69 for the high Thursday, partly sunny and 76 Friday. 33 right now in Lancaster and Harrisburg and 30 in York.
We're having a blast while you guys are listening to music because our friends from Veritas are here. Leslie Buster is here. Good morning to you, Leslie.
Hi, it's
so always wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell Ned we said hi.
I will do that.
Tell us about Veritas.
Veritas is a classical Christian school located in Loyola. We've been around for about 20 years, and we follow what's called the trivium, where there's the grammar stage, the logic stage, and the rhetoric stage.
And you have a show that you're doing that you want to invite everybody out to?
We do. We are doing Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. It'll be 7th graders through 12th graders on stage, and it's set in the 40s. It's going to be at the Loyola Elementary School, and it's next Friday at 7 p.m., and then next Saturday, the 21st. At 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
And also with us today is Nicole Horton. She's the director. Nicole, what about the show? Are you guys like having a blast getting ready for it?
We really are, actually.
Yeah.
Rehearsal is so much fun. It's the best cast. Like, we are so blessed this year to have like a really fantastic group of kids. And we laugh at rehearsal, we tease each other, but we get a lot of work done. The cast has really embraced doing Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Which is not easy. And
no.
I think for a lot of people, when they're first introduced to Shakespeare, just reading it, Shakespeare was never meant to be read. It was meant to be performed. So I think one of the exciting things.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to my friend Ray Hilton, who gave me that soundbite. I think it's really helped the kids have a better appreciation for Shakespeare and realize that it is just a normal story of things that maybe we all haven't had the level of betrayal and loss and things that a lot of Shakespearean characters have.
But, or maybe we have.
Or maybe we have. I don't know.
And now, how are you incorporating the music with it?
Well, we've actually, the great thing about Shakespeare is you can set it whenever. So we decided to set it in the 40s on an army base. And I love the music of the 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the big band era and the standards. So we actually have the song In the Mood as a dance number in the show.
Yeah.
And then we looked at songs that might fit with some of the characters and things that are happening to them and have inserted those into the show. So we have Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. We have Stormy Weather. I Could Write a Book.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
So,
that's
Shakespeare allows you to be creative and it still works.
That's very cool. Clay Martin is with us. Clay is Benedict. Clay, when you were here last time, what show were you guys doing and who were you playing? Do you remember?
We were doing Agatha Christie's A Murder is Announced.
Yeah.
And I was Inspector Craddock, which was a very fun role. I really enjoyed that role.
Very cool. Now this time you're Benedict. Tell us about that role and what you're enjoying about it.
I really enjoy this role. Benedict is a very strong male lead. He's never really afraid to say what he's thinking, and he's very confident, and he's very friendly with everyone, and you can tell he cares a lot about what people think of him, and that comes out in the show, he's just a great character to play.
Great. So we're going to have this little scene with Benedict and Beatrice. You and Maddie are going to do. Set it up for us a little bit, Clay.
Sure. So this is at a masquerade, so we all have masks on. The whole idea is we don't know who we are.
Huh. It's the 40s and you're on a base.
Right.
Right. Like an army base.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Take it away.
Will you not tell me who told you so?
No, you shall pardon me.
Nor will you tell me who you are?
Not now.
That I was disdainful and that I had the good wit out of the 100 merry tales. Well, this was Benedict that said so.
What's he?
I'm sure you know him well enough.
Not I, believe me.
Did he never make you laugh?
I pray you, what is he?
Why, he's the general's jester, and a very dull fool. His only gift is devising impossible slanders. None but libertines delight in him, and the commendation is not in his wit, but in his villainy.
When I know the gentleman, I'll tell him what you say.
Do, but he'll break a comparison or two on me, which, peradventure, not marked or laughed at, strikes him into melancholy.
Wow, great job, you guys. So fun. Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, set in the 40s on an army base with music. How unique is that? April 20 and the 21st, Veritas Academy is putting it on. It's going to be at Loyola Elementary School Drive in Loyola, the current Leola Elementary. Get all the info online, veritasacademy.com. Or, Leslie, get that phone number out again. What number can they call for tickets?
717-556-0690.
You're good. Guys, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having us. It's always so fun.
Yeah, you were a lot of fun. Back to the